You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
In an agreement reached with the government, care workers will be receiving a pay rise after the 1st of July. However, the Care and Support Worker Pay Equity Settlement does not apply to people in the mental health sector. In protest, unions have lodged a claim on their behalf with the Employment Relations Authority. I spoke with Air2's Assistant National Secretary, John Ryall, and asked him why mental health workers were being left out.
Well, I think it's quite unexplainable why the government has left them out. The unions were keen for them to be included because the work they do was very similar, if not more complex, to what disability support workers do in the community. The government refused to have them included, and so that's why we are filing a separate claim for them. We hope the government will accept that their work is similar to other care and support workers. We want the same rates of pay, which the other workers are being paid from the 1st of July, and those rates range from $19 an hour up to $23.50.
And what effect will this have on the mental health sector?
Well, it's more what effect it will have if the care and support rates, which occur on the 1st of July, aren't paid to mental health workers. Because some of these workers work in the same organisations as the care and support workers, so they're getting the pay increase. And so we're concerned that workers will flood out of the mental health side of it into disability, leaving people with mental health issues without support. And we don't think this is acceptable, and we think the authority should agree that these workers should be paid that rate. We're filing the claim with the Employment Relations Authority as a pay equity claim, but obviously the organisations we're filing it against are actually funded by government. And so we do want the government engaged in this process, because finally they're the ones who are meant to pay the bill. Mental health is in the spotlight because it has been underfunded for a number of years. It's under incredible strain. It's been quite difficult for people with mental health issues to get access to services. We're concerned that if in fact something isn't done about paying this workforce properly, that the mental health service will get worse.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.